And now, the Golders.
Sit down, darling. Sit down, dear.
Thank you.
How many shall I set for, Mark?
How many shall I set for? Figure out, Papa, Emily, you, me, we are four, and...
And David and his mother is six.
And Boydie is seven.
Seven.
Why don't you put a sign out, Molly? Hotel Goldberg?
Why, please, Dick, don't start. Don't start. Rosalie said.
I think I'd better put an extra leaf in the table, Maud. It was crowded this morning.
Of course put the leaf in. Who can tell who'll knock on the door?
Oh, Jake, please.
Did you hear me say something? Set, Rosalie, set. Don't stand. Set for seven.
I can't set the table until the bread comes, Maud.
The bread didn't deliver itself yet.
No,
oh, man. So get me the grocer. I have a few more things to order.
All right.
Then will our guest list get smaller, Molly?
Hello?
Jake, please.
I want the grocery, please.
When is David and his mother leaving?
Jake, please, she's not leaving. She's not leaving. She's not going to take the position of Dr. Cadis.
Oh, that's you maneuvering, huh, Molly?
Here, Molly. Just 1 minute, Mr. Wilson.
You made up your mind she shouldn't take the position, huh?
Oh, please, Jake, please. Hello? Yes, Mr. Wilson? This is Mrs. Goldberg. My order wasn't delivered yet, and, oh. Well, if it didn't love this store, then will you please add these things?
There has to be some suppression around here, Molly.
Please, Jake, please. Mr. Wilson, you there? Take down, please. I want 3 dozen eggs.
For now, me, I'm feeding.
2 pounds of butter.
2 pounds.
Papa, please.
Yes, Papa, please. The bills come to me, not to you, Papa, please.
Mr. Wilson, sugar, lumps.
Lumps.
And otherwise, and just one minute, Mr. Wilson, hold Rosalie, throw an eye in the flour bin, see if I got enough flour.
All right, Mom.
Hello, and Mr. Wilson, I also want some walnuts, cracked.
Cracked.
Yes, 3 pounds.
Mm.
And just a minute, hold, smell the flour.
No flour, Mom.
I ain't got
no
flour. No. Hello, I want flour, 5 pounds.
Flour.
Yes. And, Mr. Wilson, you there? I didn't know you was on the phone yet. I want some knick-knack crackers.
Knick-knack crackers.
Yes. All right. Now, would you lead me backwards, please? Yes. Yes. That's right. And send me a little box, knock-knack.
Knock-knack.
Yes. All right. That's all.
That's all, huh?
Oh, Jake, please, Jake. When I'm talking.
When are you not talking?
Go in and set Rosalie, please.
All right, Mom.
Molly, we are a family of four. I can't afford to feed 4 additional mouths. I can't.
It's only Jake.
Whatever it is, I can't afford it. I'm no millionaire, and I'm not a charity institution. David's mother had an opportunity to have a position, and you talked her out of it. Why? Because it might be easier for me.
It wasn't the right position for her, Jake.
She can't afford to be choosy.
Choosy.
When you're hungry, you got to eat.
You got to eat.
And when you have to eat, you have to wait.
She'll find something, Jake.
Then, there was many things in my life that I didn't like doing, but when I had to do them, I did.
She will, Jake.
I said when?
I'll find something already for David's mother.
And when is Boydie checking out?
Soon.
Also soon. All right, Molly, all right. Just continue this way, and we'll also be knocking at doors for a crumb of bread.
Oh, Jake, please. Please, you never get poor from giving, Jake, please. That I found out a long time ago. What better example do we need than Mr. Ray, the ex-millionaire that's here now that's going into chicken business, huh? He got poor from taking.
Don't riddle me now with your Shakespeare. Please. When supper is ready and there is enough to go around, call me.
I'll do that, dear.
What's the matter, Mom?
Nothing. What's the matter? Nothing is the matter. What's the matter? The fire engine is ringing or something in the village. Should be the matter. Call everybody for supper, Rosalie, please.
The bread isn't here yet, Mom.
It'll be here. The bread will be here. How long will it take him to deliver? You'll hear me calling. It'll be here momentarily. Be ready before everybody comes in the house and washes up and gets ready. go. I want you to go over for Davis. Maybe she's by Martha Wilberforce. And Orion, tell them to come over ready for supper.
I will, Mom.
Tell them I just come besides myself for that. Nobody's doing to ready. Oh, Mr. Ray. Come in, Mr. Ray. Come in. You're only so, give a go.
Oh, all right, Mom.
Go ahead and tell them to come.
All right.
Please, just calling everybody together for supper, Mr. Ray. Would you mind sitting down, please?
Thank you. Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Mrs. A.
Do you think you could give me a list of the summer hotels around here?
The summer hotels? Well, right at the moment, I remember the Shady Lawn. The Shady Lawn. And I remember the terrace. I could find out, yes, surely.
I want to see if I can't line up some business for the spring.
Oh.
There's no sense in raising chickens unless I have customers to sell them to.
Of course. Of course you have to have customers. Of course. Are you going to sell them yourself, Mr. Ray? I mean,
Yes, of course.
Oh. Well,
Oh. You mean they won't give me their business when they find out who I am?
Well, I mean...
People may not want to talk to me, but if I sell cheap, they'll buy. They don't care who they buy from, so long as they can save money.
Well, I wouldn't say that was true in this town, Mr. Ray.
People are the same everywhere.
Maybe, perhaps.
I've got to earn a living.
Of course. Well, I'm just thinking, you'll have so much to do raising chickens all alone. That, I mean, is a lot of work.
Molly, if I don't show up to Mrs. Moon, maybe her brother over has something for Orion.
Oh, thank you, Drake. That's an idea. You see, Miss Ray, to raise chickens is quite a to-do. Look at all the trouble I have with my dozen hens and mine two roosters, and you'll have hundreds.
Molly, I'll call up Mendel. Maybe he'll have something in his office for Orion.
That's a very good idea, Jake, dear. It's a very good idea. You see, Mr. Ray, if you could have somebody to help you, I mean, to go around to the people that own the hotels and make the first acquaintance, I mean, someone who people would, how shall I say it, that would be a little sympathetic with them and for the first moment, I mean, for instance, David's mother, Mrs. Leland.
Maybe Uncle David's son, Sally. The doctor's son, Sally. The doctor's son, Sally. The doctor will have something for Orion.
It's a very good idea, Jack, dear. Very good idea. You see, Mr. Ray, I don't think two people would be too much in the chicken business. And, of course, if she would be a partner, I mean, I would assist in the first non-consequential expenses. And in that way, she could also have something. I mean,
I don't think Dr. Cater would like it.
Well, what has Dr. Cater got to do with it?
Didn't he offer her a position in his father's house?
Yeah, but she refused.
Well, if she refused, then it's even worse than I thought it was. He's not only in love with her, but, well, she's in love with him.
Of course, Mr. Way is going too fast, and yet, why should he offer such opinions if he hasn't been noticing very closely? Molly begins to sense the growth of something she hasn't expected around her, and the center is Orianne.